Welcome to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Our faith family meets at 110 Lawnview Avenue in Springfield, Ohio on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. At Maplewood, we're learning to love God and learning to love others. For more information, visit our website at maplewoodnazarene.org or find us on Facebook. Now, it's time for this week's message.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Joe. I want to welcome you to the Maplewood Podcast for this first Sunday of 2021. We are on vacation this week, but Pastor Ed Klett, our local community pastor, is bringing us the message this week, talking about the God of the instant. Join us now as we join Pastor Ed for this week's message.
And in Daniel 9, 22 and 23, this is what it said. I'm going to be switching back and forth between the New King James and the New Living Translation. So this is New King James here. He informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I have come forth to give you skill to understand. At the beginning of your supplications, the command went out, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. Just like that. From the first day, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. That's pretty quick. The very first moment. But I just want to ask you this day. Anybody out there, you like to wait? You like to wait on things? We live in, we're so quick. We want everything now. We want it now. And, you know, we just don't like to wait on anything because, you know, waiting just seems like such a waste of time. And, you know, if you want to go get your hair cut or if you want to go get food, you get on your phone, you can get in line before you even get out of your home and get in your car to go where you're going. You know, you can check in online. That's a big thing right now, right? Not too long ago when you'd order something, you know, you'd see the ad on TV. Remember those? You need this now. This will change your life. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. That seemed like a long time compared to what we would do now. If we don't get something overnight, we're wanting to be on the phone calling someone and complaining, right? We want it now. And look at Instant Pots. We used to have the old crock pot. You know, I still love those. Get to smell that food cooking all day long. Just makes you so hungry. I love that. But now we got Instant Pots. Things that used to take hours, and they'll just take maybe an hour. You know, it goes so quick. Waiting just seems like such a waste of time to us. We just can't stand to do it. Life's too busy, right? You don't want to stand around and wait for anything. You know, we want to move on to the very next thing. We don't want to sit back and say, ah, this is nice just sitting in this chair waiting on the doctor to call me back. It's just so nice and peaceful. No, we don't want to wait. Come on now. You don't want to wait in line. You don't want to wait for packages. You don't want to wait for your food. You know, there's a reason there's big long lines at fast food places. People don't want to wait, but they're still waiting in the line, right? We want what we want, and we want it right now. We don't want to wait no more. We want it now. But you know, what about God? What about God? You know, he seems so slow. He seems so slow when we're waiting on him to move. You know, don't get me started on how slow God is. I mean, come on now. You can pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray some more, right? Where's he at? What's he waiting on, you know? I mean, I've been praying for a healing for 3 days now. Where's God? What's he waiting on? Christmas? You know, come on now. You know what I'm talking about. You've been there, right? Last week, I prayed for a new job. And hey, tomorrow I go back to the same old job, right? That hadn't happened. Prayed yesterday that I'd get a new car. Hey, got the same old clunker sitting out in front of my house, right? You know, we pray and we pray and we pray. He just seems so slow. You know, God seems to move at such a slow pace. Mary and Martha, look at what they did. Their brother Lazarus was sick. They sent word to Jesus. And what's he do? What's he do? He's sitting on a beach somewhere while Lazarus goes ahead and dies. Right? And what about, I'm coming again soon. Remember that towards the end of the Bible, Revelation? I'm coming again soon. 2,000 years ago, he said that, right? 2,000 years ago. Well, you know what, Jesus? 2,000 years is not soon in my book, right? We're still waiting on them, right? But God is the God of the instant. You know, Hebrews 13 and 8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is. Pick up on that word, is. We may be thinking we're waiting on God in the situation that we're in, when in truth, He's moving in those situations before we even know it's going to be an issue. He's moving in your problems before you even know they're a problem. Jesus Christ is. God is the God of the instant when it comes to our prayers. And you may be thinking, what, how can He be the God of the instant in our prayer? Think about what I'm going to say right now. And you're probably going to, some of you may disagree with this. But did you know that God answers every single prayer we pray the moment we pray it? Did you know that? I mean, you're thinking, Ed, I don't think that's true. You know, I've been waiting on these answers. But see, sometimes we think for a prayer to be answered, it has to be answered the minute we want it, the way we want it, and just exactly how we want it. I mean, we don't want to wait on an answer because we think the only answer that we can get is yes. But you know what? God is the God of the instant. Just sometimes when we pray, the answer isn't yes. Sometimes it's not yes. Sometimes He says not yet. You know, maybe you're praying for something that you're not ready for yet. You know, maybe you're praying for a new job, but God knows you're not ready for that new job yet. Or God knows that He's using you right where you're at. And that's where you need to be right now. See, just because He hasn't said yes doesn't mean He didn't answer. He might have just said, you know what? You need to wait a little longer. You're not ready for that yet. You know, just like with Mary and Martha. They wanted Jesus to come right when they wanted Him to come to heal their brother. But you know what? Jesus knew what was going to go on with Lazarus. And He knew that was going to be used for God's glory and for to help people believe and understand that God rules over the death of us, each and every one. He's not defeated by death. And we're not defeated by death either. I mean, doesn't the story of Lazarus really give you hope and all that? You know, if He had just gone and healed him, we might not even have known Lazarus' name. I mean, you look at all the people Jesus healed throughout the Bible, a lot of them we don't even know their names. But Lazarus, we know who he is. We know he was raised from the dead. We know he lived again. But you know, sometimes God may say, no. That may be His answer to prayer. Maybe it's just a no. You know, like any good parent, really. I mean, you ever been to Walmart with a little kid? They want this, and they want that, and they want this, and they want that. And as a good parent, you know, you can't be doing that. You can't give them every single thing they want. You end up with a spoiled child, or they'll want something that may be dangerous for them. Sometimes God has to tell us no when it comes to our prayers. And that's hard. But if you think about it, when Jesus was praying, may this cup be passed from me, God said no. God said no. And that's just, if He can tell Jesus that, yeah, He can tell us that because He knows better than we do. He knows what we need when we need it. I don't. If I did, I wouldn't need Jesus, right? But like in Daniel's case, you know, if you go back to that, the minute Daniel prayed, word was sent, and Gabriel was on his way. God is the God of the instant. He's on his way right now. You know, it's not like He's waiting on the mail to be delivered. You know, you send someone a letter in the mail, and it may take a few days to get there, and prayer's not like that. The minute we pray, God hears it. And it's not like He set His phone down in the other room, and He ain't got your text message yet. No, the minute you pray, God hears it. And if 5 billion people on this earth all prayed at once, guess what? God would hear each and every one right when they prayed. And the answer would be yes, no, or not yet. He's the God of the instant. He's not just sitting back. And you know, in thinking about that too, I just wanted to mention, we were created in God's image, right? You and I were created in His image. And one thing we need to do is be transformed more and more into His likeness. And what I mean by that is, if in our prayer life, if God is the God of the instant, we need to work on being the prayer warriors of the instant also. When someone asks for prayer, don't just say, I'll pray for you. Don't just walk away and say, I'll pray for you. Now, I'm talking to me too, because I do this on a regular basis. I say, I'll pray for you. Then I forget. I forget, you know, I do. So when someone says they need prayer, I need to work on this, and I'm encouraging you to also. When someone says they need prayer, stop what you're doing. Take 20 seconds and just say a prayer for them. Right then and right there. Be the prayer warrior of the instant. Just like our God is the God of the instant, be the prayer warrior of the instant. God is the God of the instant in our everyday lives also. Each and every day. In Matthew 28 and 20, Jesus promises that He'll be with us even to the end of the age. He'll be with us always until the end of the age. God's promised to never leave us nor forsake us. He never has, never will. Yeah, Jesus said He'd return soon, and 2,000 plus years may seem like a long time. But you know what? God's still with us. Remember the Holy Spirit? Third person of the Godhead that we don't talk about near enough, maybe? Because we talk about Jesus and then we talk about God, but you know, the Holy Spirit's right here with us. He's right here living inside of us, living inside of you and me. If you've given your heart to Jesus and you've allowed the Holy Spirit to come inside you and just move in your life, then God has not left you. You're not waiting. You're waiting on Jesus' return, but God is still with you at all times, each and every minute of the day. God is here always. God is always. How do I know? John 8 and 58, Jesus told the Jews, before Abraham was, I am. Think about that statement for a minute. He didn't say, hey, I've been around since before Abraham. No, he's saying, I am around before Abraham. I am there right now. Right now. Not I was, but I am. I mean, that's just, if you really think about it, that's hard for us to even understand. You know, it's kind of mind-blowing to think that Jesus was standing before the Jews and they're questioning about how He could know Abraham when Abraham lived all them hundreds of years before. And Jesus says, hey, before He was there, I am. That means right now. Right now, He's right there right now. Whatever you're going through right now, God is in the middle of it to go through it with you and help you all the way through it. Whatever you're going to go through tomorrow, God is in the middle of it to help you through it. Whatever you went through yesterday, God is in the middle of it. Just like He said about Abraham, right? Before Abraham was, I am. Before I had a problem yesterday, Jesus is. Before I have a problem tomorrow, Jesus is. Whatever problems I got today, Jesus is. He's with me through it all. Never to leave me, never to forsake me. And I don't even have to contemplate that part of it, right? God's closer than your next breath. God is the God of the instant in your life today. He is the God of the instant. You know, and you're never going to be alone. You're never going to be alone because God is with you. God is. Well, what about salvation? Ooh. You know, Jesus died about 2,000 years ago on a cross, and He was raised again for our salvation. But when it comes to our salvation, is God still the God of the instant? Even though it wasn't until 2012 when I gave my life to Jesus? Yeah, God is the God of the instant. If you read in Revelation, see? Revelation 13 and 8, God's talking about, or John's writing about the Lamb's Book of Life. And when it refers to the Lamb, he says, the Lamb who was slaughtered before the world was made. Think about that. Before there was a tree to hang Jesus on, Jesus was crucified for you and I. Instantly, the minute we proclaim our belief in Jesus, the minute we believe in our heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, the minute we confess with our tongue that Jesus Christ is our Lord, we are saved. It's not that there's a waiting period, right? I mean, I don't, you know, sometimes you think about life insurance. When you get a life insurance policy, you have to usually live a couple, maybe 3 years before the life insurance kicks in. You know, if you die in that period, you don't get your full benefits or your family doesn't. It's not like that. The instant you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and it's not like there's a probationary period. You know, when you start a new job, you don't get full benefits until the day that you've hit your 90-day mark or something, or maybe 180-day mark, depending on where you're going to work. You don't get full benefits? No. The instant you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you are saved. You are saved, and your final destination is place is changed. We know we have this hope in Jesus Christ. And you know, how do I know that? Well, if you look at the thief, you know, when Jesus was crucified, there was a thief on either side of him. One was ridiculing him, saying, you know, if you're really the Son of God, you know, come on down off that cross and save yourself and save us. And the other thief said, you know, he looked over at Jesus and said, please remember me. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. Remember me. And what did Jesus say? Well, you know, in 90 days, no. In 2 years, no. He said, today, you will be with me in paradise. God is the God of the instant in our salvation. You know, remember who God is. Not who God was, not who God will be, but remember who God is. He is the great I am. Not he, not I was, not I will be, but the I am, the great I am. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is our living water. He's the bread of life. He's our salvation. He's our provider. He's our healer. He's our hope. Lord knows in this world we live in, we need hope. And we can be rested, or we can be assured that he is our hope. He is our hope. He is our God, and there is no other. There's just no other. God is with us in every situation we face. God is with us in every situation we've ever faced. God is with us in every situation we will face. Notice I didn't say in any of those, I didn't say he was with us. I didn't say he will be with us. I said he is with us. God is with us in everything we face. He's always there. He is the great I am. He's the one true hope we have in this world. And Lord, there's nothing else we can rest our hope in besides him. Really, really, truly, when it comes to it, God is. But I'm going to ask you this morning. I know I've done a couple services online, and for Sunday morning, I've never done an altar call online. But you know, I think I need to this morning. I think I need to. I really feel that I need to. Someone may just need to. Somebody just may need to reaffirm their life, to recommit their life to Jesus this morning. And I just want to do a real quick altar call before we let you go. And I just want you to raise your hands in the air, raise your hands up in the air, and just look up to the heavens. Say, Father God, Lord Jesus, I just ask you to speak to my life, speak into my life right now, Lord. I pray that you'll accept me for the first time again, and that you'll just show me that you are in my life, Lord. that you are in every minute of my life, Lord. Shine your light upon me, Lord. Help me to see you more and more, Lord. Lord, I know you're the God of the instant, and I know you're saving me right now, Lord. And I just ask you to reveal yourself to me and help me through. Forgive me for what I've done. Forgive me for what I will do. Lord, help me. Help me this day, Lord. Shine upon me.
Thank you for listening to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Maplewood Nazarene is affiliated with the Global Church of the Nazarene, a Wesleyan Holiness denomination with congregations all across the world. If you are in Springfield, look us up at 110 Lawnview Avenue, or you can find us on Facebook or at www.maplewoodnazarene.org.